Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, September 14th, 2020. Berlin's Senator for Urban Development, Sebastian Scheel, has sharply criticized the practice of apartment owners to place shadow rents in rental contracts. He stated to the German press agency, quote, "For me, this is an expression that the housing industry has not understood the message of the rent cap." Since the rent cap went into force at the end of February, two different rental prices show up in many leases. The one orients itself at the new fixed upper limit for cold rents, and the other, often clearly higher, describes the price which the landlord would take if there were no rent cap law and would become due if the Federal Constitutional Court overturns the law. According to Scheel, quote, "The deceitful thing about the shadow rent is that people may be able to afford the upper limit, but not the shadow rent, and therefore must think longer than normal about signing such a contract. This uncertainty that is created as a result thwarts the actual goal of the law." For Scheel, the shadow rents show something fundamentally wrong with the mechanics of the housing market and a lack of social responsibility of the landlords, adding, quote, "The article of the property obligation of the Grundgesetz, or the basic law, is obviously not particularly strongly present with some. That is exactly the reason why politics decided for, from the view of landlords, hard interference," end quote. He added that this attitude leads to dislocation, segregation of the city, and gentrification. This year, Berlin will collect around 2.4 billion euros less in taxes than planned, and an additional negative 2 billion euros is estimated for 2021. This is the result of the current estimate by the tax authorities. This means that tax revenues will plummet, but not quite as much as expected in May. According to Finance Senator Matthias Kollatz, the economic development in Germany is somewhat better than was expected in the spring at the peak of the corona pandemic. He stated, quote, "We currently see a slightly better development this year in the economic forecasts and in the tax estimate, for example, a less deep slump than previously expected. In addition, the federal government has completely taken over the costs for the reduction in VAT and the child bonus. This has relieved the federal states. Nevertheless, Kollatz called the tax gap, quote, historical." Berlin had already decided to take on 6 billion euros in debt in the 2020-2021 double budget because of the threat of reduced revenues. The House of Representatives had approved the supplementary budget with a red-red-green majority on June the 4th. The results of an extraordinary tax estimate published on Thursday suggest that the recovery in Germany after the corona crisis is coming slower than expected. According to the estimate, the federal, state, and local governments will have to make do with 19.6 billion euros less tax revenue next year than expected in May. Tax estimators do not expect the pre-crisis level to be reached again until 2022. It was already clear that the corona crisis would also tear huge holes in the state finances this year, with aid packages worth billions. According to preliminary data from the Federal Statistical Office, in the first half of the year, the federal government, the states, municipalities, and social security funds spent 51.6 billion euros more than they earned. The African swine fever was detected for the first time on Thursday in a dead wild boar in Brandenburg, close to the German-Polish border. Now, a number of districts from all over Berlin have joined forces to prevent the animal disease from spreading further, should it be detected in Berlin, and fencing material has been purchased to create restricted zones. If a dead infected wild boar is found in Berlin, the corresponding rotting, or group, is to be tracked down and fenced in. The report states that the goal is to enclose the remaining animals in an exclusion zone with a diameter of 3 kilometers, and the epidemic protection fence must remain standing for at least 6 months. Senator of Justice and Consumer Protection Dirk Berendt had said on Thursday on the RBB Abendschau that everyone hopes that the case will not spread to Berlin, adding, quote, "But if it does happen, we will know what to do." A man was beaten with a baseball bat on Friday afternoon in Oberschöneweide. According to initial investigations, the 27-year-old got off the 60 tram at Parkstrasse at about 6:20 p.m. and is said to have received a blow from behind. Two young women with the bat, who had previously caught his eye in the tram, attacked him. While trying to grab the weapon in an attempt to prevent another blow, he fell to the ground, and the two unknown women are said to have kicked him when he was down and then fled in the direction of Schwanweberstrasse. The event continues to be under investigation. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.